This is Robert Monroe speaking. The following is made up of material taken directly from the voice tracks of Explorer sessions held here at our research facility. We offer them without our evaluation or comment, so that you can learn from them as we did, and form your own interpretation or analysis of what took place. The Explorer is lying in total darkness on a waterbed in our experimental isolation booth number 2. The booth itself is well shielded from RF radiation and is temperature controlled and also totally soundproof. The only signal our Explorer can receive is the audio pattern through a set of stereo headphones. We record out of the booth her oral responses and her body voltages. Code name for this Explorer is ROMC. At the point of this experimental session, she had gone through some 32 previous sessions in the lab. She has gone now on her own accord up to focused 10 and is deep in 10 and moving into 12 as we pick it up.
I feel like almost a coolness coming around me. I feel relaxed. It seems that two people were taking me by the hand and just helping me, and give me security if I have someone with me, and sort of just talking to me, and going to just take me up to a certain level that's in a darker level, but put a blindfold on and said that till I get, I'll work up to just a certain level. When I get up, it's going to be a lot lighter, brighter, and I had a blindfold on, but I was going to work in this little lower level for a while until I got used to it. So it's like I was going to bounce around a little bit under this particular level, and just sort of like floating or jumping up and down on a nice springy waterbed. Very, very comfortable.
Do you feel that you can communicate with these people?
Yes, they seem very gentle, very, they know how they're handling me. You know, that's why they're helping me. Both of them are taking my hand to help me out of the body, and they're very, yeah, they seem very warm, and I feel good about them.
That's very good. Now, then you go and ask these people, what is their relationship either to you or to me?
Okay. I've got the impression that they've said that they're the same consciousness or soul group with me, and I've been working with them on an unconscious level in the dream state, and I will be working with them more now on a conscious level. Okay. So just exactly what you're doing is the right thing, helping me to be unafraid and to take it slowly.
Ask them in return if they have any special message for you or for me.
answer that after a few sessions, they would like to take me to completely to another sort of another level, actually more out of my body, and that they would like to be able to try to work, talk through this vehicle. The impression that right now that names would stand in the way, that they will always be here with me, and that a name would just put a block in the communication right at this point. Like for me to work on some deep breathing exercises, and they wanted to do some more work on just helping me to get in and out of my body, and just till it feels more comfortable, sort of the working on the physical part. But they would like me to do some more deep breathing exercises. I get the impression that there will be these sessions are very, very helpful and very important for the physiological breakthrough, that I will be a much deeper level than I have ever been because of the way we're doing it and the relaxation and the whole setup. So everything is say okay.
It takes a great deal of practice to learn to speak in these various altered states, and that's why you notice the slurring voice, the almost lip-heavy voice. Here is a sample of RMC in her normal voice.
I could hear it, but it's a little light, I think.
Now, this was taken from the following session 1 week later.
Getting more light. It's more light more all over my body. But I think the light's coming from the other disc, which is up over me. It's like I'm between two energy discs. Okay. I just got the reaction back. We are a source of light and energy.
Question asked was,
which your body needs right now.
Question asked was, who are they?
Do you feel any results from the energy?
I'm actually beginning to feel like I'm... At first I was just sort of fell a little out of it, but I'm starting to feel a little more consciously... So more energized. Okay. It seems that the other disc came down closer to me, and there was a lot of warmth coming out of both of them. Instead of just light, there was heat that was being used on me. And then all of a sudden, they started using some color, like from the top of my head, and shoot it right straight through my body, just like a straight tube. They were shooting purple, and just trying to get some of the dark areas of my body, the lower part of my body where I had the pain, just shooting out some of that, the darkness, the dark splotches. They just kept shooting. It was just like a tube coming down, shooting in purple. And then it would start changing, and a little bit it would go into blue, send some blue, and then every once in a while it would just send some fast flash of red, but then it would go back into purple. And just it was just like sending from the top of my head right down through my body. And then I started to spin, sort of in a purple light. Just the disc would spin around. It makes me feel good.
Is it still taking place?
I was just sort of spinning around in the purple light, sort of relaxed, like. I could still feel the purple light around me.
Then report when you have any change.
Okay. It was like four people, four just presences came on, one on each foot and one on my hands, and they sort of lifted my etheric body just up above my physical body. They just sort of lifted me out, and I was just sort of hanging up over my physical body. And they each were working. They had like a purple energy bar. They were working on my energy body, my etheric body, and re-energizing it. But it's interesting. It's like they took then my physical body was lying there without me in it. They just took it and balled it up like a rubber ball and just sort of bouncing it around. And well, I guess it's a way of elasticizing me, relaxing. Sort of balled it up in her hand and just bounced it around a little bit, and then sort of pulled it back in place and laid it back down under me.
Very good.
I'm still suspended up over. I haven't gotten back in it. But it's probably a way of saying I'm going to have to be a little more sort of comical, like a little more relaxed and like a rubber ball when I get back in that body. Just sort of, they're just telling me to go back in myself. They're not going to help me back in. Got back in that flexible body now.
How do you feel?
Oh, actually, I feel good. I feel a lot more energized, and they're telling me I've got to keep that image in my mind to see my body more like just a rubber ball. Don't let it get tense. Just let it just flop around and be much more relaxed. They're trying to teach me that I got to not get tense. That's why my body has gotten a lot of nerves and everything have just gotten all tuned up, tightened up from activities and everything. And I'm supposed to keep visualizing my body as just a real relaxed, just a rubberized body. It's an image they want me to keep seeing, which is good.
Very good.
That it's going to help me. I've got to learn to relax this body just in every day so that I could work better in this state.
Are you learning how to do this?
Well, I can see the image of what to do. Each time I go into this state, I get the feeling that it's going to be easier and better for me between times.
Ask and see if there's any other activity that we can perform at this moment.
Still feel that while I want to go up in that balloon, I have to leave my energy bar back down with my body. And what I'm supposed to do is put the energy bar right down my spine. And when I take off in a light balloon, I will turn it on. And this will keep a protection on my physical body, and I feel then that they're saying then at that point when they will be able to talk through me and work through me, and I will feel completely comfortable that I have this, that I'm in control, that I've left my energy bar, which I have been working with so much, and it's a part of me, that I leave that there in my body to keep the protection, and also these four helpers will be standing on four sides of my body, but I'm going to be out exploring other things, and they'll be able to talk and through my vocal cords.
Ask if they will tell us when they feel you are ready to do this.
I have a very, very strong feeling that someone is working in my body, working in my aura, and it said it will be when I am more out of the way, because I do stand in the way of my any information. And that they will tell us, because it's after the balloon has floated out just into the next dimension, and it's more when I've been able to get more out of the way. But they would be able to. They will try. They said they'll have to experiment and just try to send through some thoughts. But that they won't be the pure thoughts as long as I interfere. But they're going to work with me. They said the main thing, reason I interfere, is that I have always thought that maybe it's me, and as I get more confident that. That it is a dimension beyond myself working through me, I will release more and even be able to stand aside and listen. But this is a part of the training that they're putting me through now, is to take away first the fear, which they were working with last week and also this week, and also any doubt. And once I get far enough away from the earth fear and doubt and my own insecurities, then it will be on a more solid basis. The information will be a little more pure. But that we just have to experiment, that's what it's all about. Not be afraid to experiment.
How do you feel now?
Well, it's good. It's good for me to... I could see this, and it's good for me to be able to see how it's going to work. Because it's in that level where I feel secure and I don't feel that fear. I feel a warmth, like a warmth of a being, just all the presences, so to speak, are very loving and very understanding, and it makes me feel good. The presences, so to speak, are very loving and very understanding, and it makes me feel good.
Very good. And now we will have to close down. So thank them for their help. Thank them for
it. Okay.
Your deep appreciation for it.
In session. Debrief reaction.
Feel relaxed, that's good. Cool and yeah, I can now. Uh-huh. It seems well, it was helpful, I think. I'm gonna practice some of these things. It was interesting, you never know what's gonna happen. No, uh-uh. This is what they were working with last week in getting me to do. The exact same type of thing. But I just did it. You know, I didn't explain it. I didn't. Yeah. Huh. It was interesting. I'm going to work on it. Maybe. Well, you know. Yeah, I'll see what happens. Yeah.
And now we pick up the third session and the peak point in it, the thing we've been building up to.
Now what I... just like I was watching happen and experiencing at the same time. It's like the... four helpers just helped to lift as this energy body was just came to my physical body. It's like the four helpers helped to lift my energy body out, and I just felt real light and really, really good, and got the sense then that this energy form that was then sort of implanted, or just I don't know the word to use, over within my body, then was energizing my body, and it was just light and well protected, and I just felt good being out and felt very light. And then I just could sense that the energy, the being I can call, the person was just talking about how they would like to experiment with trying to use my body sort of as a transmitting set between dimensions, so to speak, that I will just be able to step out. And I think they talked a little bit about that before, but I just saw how it would happen. I'd be able to step out and feel very safe and confident with these helpers and light and happy, and still be able to observe, if I would like, what's going on with the energy being. It's just like my body became like a transmitting set, and I got the feeling I could stay and listen, or I could do some exploration with these friends, these guys. They're more like a sort of just very warm, friendly helpers. Feeling it, maybe it would just like to experiment a little bit with talking, maybe through my vocal cords, but I'm still not out far enough that I might get out of the way. But they're going to just begin. They say this is the only way it's going to work. It'll be with practice and experimentation, and that as I learn to be less, to be more relaxed and just let it flow and go along. And not let my mind stop it. I mean, the more they practice, we'll be able to it'll be able to flow more rapidly. So I just want to experiment just for a short time with trying to come through with some thoughts through my vocal cords and my mental faculty, so to speak. So we'll just see what we'll just see what happens here.
All right, I will
be here.
Okay. Time lapse 323. Time lapse
3 things are speaking through our vocal cords, and I would like to speak to this young lady as she observes what is taking place. The physical body is seeming to heat up very rapidly. Sometimes it will be in a cool state, but other times it will be in a heated state. And the molecules of the energy body, which is working through her physical body, is working at a more rapid rate, and therefore, right at this time, there is a feeling of heat surrounding this body,
but I am going to show this young lady how I will work with the energies of her physical body and to protect and to keep it in its highest pure form while I work through. I am now going to change the level within this body from the heated stage to the cool stage. The balloon of energy which she has built around her can be rapidly changed for various purposes. And I want her to be aware of how I will work with these energy levels. And now I am going to change the levels to a state of coolness which she will experience. I want this young lady to experience the various energy sensations so that she will understand and know how I will work and how we will work together. We will cool the molecules that surround this body and fill this body.
Real time lapse.
This is being experienced at this time. This young lady will understand what is happening when I first come into her aura. There will be the feeling of warmth. And as she gets more relaxed and is able to begin to float above her physical body, she will experience the coolness and the feeling of relaxation, complete relaxation, the feeling of complete calm, complete peace, and complete security. These will be the typical experiences from level one of the heat stage to the second level of the cooling off, where she will feel light and airy and relaxed. And at this point, we'll be able to either observe what is taking place, or there will be times that she will choose to go out to explore. And this will be decided as the times arise. We will work on these levels first, as we have done with the breathing and building the energy balloon around this body. And then she will experience the heated stage and then there will be the light stage and the coolness that will come over her, and she will know then that she is gently going out of the body, but will always be in complete control. If she so chooses, she is always there to observe, to speak at any time, or can always even choose to step into other dimensions. And there will be those who will help her into these other dimensions. And while this is taking place, we will work with trying to bring through information through these vocal cords. It is a privilege to be working with a soul of your magnitude and experience. You have been a guide to many souls who need to be released to go into the greater knowledge areas, as you have done yourself. There are many ways to go into these knowledge areas, and this is a special experiment of stepping into knowledge dimensions. And this could never be done were it not for you, with the knowledge that you bring and with the great light and confidence that you surround this whole project that you work on. I am working at this time on a dimension within the consciousness of this particular being. But as the dimension of this consciousness is opened, I will work fully and more freely on a more light level of consciousness. I have working with the others who will come in as we reach different dimensions and levels. At this time, I am able to tap into this particular level of the consciousness of this dear being who is interested in allowing herself to be used. But I can work on many levels of consciousness, and there are others who come with the knowledge from other levels. We will not say higher or lower. They are light dimensions. As we break through into the various levels, it is easier to bring through the knowledge. I am working now on the level where this entity is presently, but we will work together through various levels. There are others who are working with her. I speak in terms of we, because each time that I come, we come as a group. There are the others who are the assistants and will always be there to bring the energy levels up and to work. And we say that you are doing exactly what is necessary to help the situation to be in that perfected state whereby the energies can be released into other levels of consciousness. And now we will step out and allow her to step back in fully into her own body. It is a privilege. Thank you, dear friends.
End of session. End of session. Debrief.
I feel very relaxed. Well, I've been observing everything. It's very interesting. It's like I was right, I'm just standing right here in the same, just sort of right around with the four people that were very friendly, warm presences. And it's like I was here observing and just learning and listening. I felt very good.
And there you have an interesting breakthrough point in one of our explorers. I hope you enjoy it. And this is the end of this particular tape.